An unpublished work by the Beatles titled Now and Then has emerged from the vaults of musical history thanks to artificial intelligence, stirring mixed emotions among fans and critics alike. 50 years after the dissolution of the quartet from Liverpool, a melancholic tune has now surfaced, the fruit of an old demo by John Lennon revitalized by modern technology. In a poignant statement, 81-year-old Paul McCartney announced in a promotional clip that this ballad might be the last authentic recording of the band. The song's origin traces back to a piano sketch by Lennon from the 1970s, the remnants of which were entrusted to his widow, Yoko Ono, after Lennon's tragic death in 1980. Previously unexploitable due to technical limitations, Lennon's voice has finally been isolated by artificial intelligence as part of the documentary Get Back, directed by Peter Jackson in 2021. This unexpected comeback is enriched by guitar tracks recorded in 1995 by the late George Harrison. The finishing touches took place last year in Los Angeles, incorporating Ringo Starr's drumming as well as McCartney's piano and bass and the voices of the two surviving Beatles. The reception of Now and Then remains equivocal. The Washington Post deems it perfectly good, yet unremarkable. The Guardian considers it superior to previous attempts like Free as a Bird or Real Love, though it does not match the group's classics. The Telegraph laments a tender but lackluster attempt to recapture the Beatles' magic, suggesting it resonates more with Lennon's solo era than a true Beatles novelty. Conversely, Variety hails a bittersweet epilogue to the band's saga, considering the track an unexpected pleasure. Since their split in April 1970, the Beatles continue to stir the hearts of fans with their impressive discography, astronomical sales, and indelible cultural impact. The use of artificial intelligence to bring fragments of their legacy to life opens a new chapter in Beatlemania. The release of this song coincides with the upcoming reissue of the group's iconic compilations, 1962-1966 and 1967-1970, slated for November 10, enriched with new discoveries.